Brilliance Audio presents Reluctantly Home by Imogen Clark, performed by Karen Cass. 1. 2019. She was going to be late for court. She had been cutting it fine anyway, leaving Chambers when she did, but Dominic had said it would only take half an hour to get there once she was through the worst of the central London traffic. Now, however, she was sitting in a stationary queue of cars, watching the clock on her dashboard click over from minute to minute. She couldn't be late. The judge would crucify her in front of her client. He might even refuse to give her audience, and then she'd end up slinking back to the office with her tail between her legs. She could feel her heart beginning to race, and her chest grew tight as her panic rose. She didn't even know where this court was, or where she could park. And she still had some papers to read before the hearing. The whole thing was a disaster before she'd even begun. What had she been thinking, leaving so late? Then, mercifully, the traffic began to clear, and the stream of cars sped up. She let out a slow breath. The situation might be salvageable. If she didn't hit any more slow patches between here and there, she'd arrive with time to spare. She could feel the tension slip from her neck and shoulders as she relaxed. She began to run through her opening address, speaking it out loud as she drove. Her voice sounded clear and confident. Years of court experience brought with them a certain self-assurance. She was good at what she did. She knew she was. She would win the hearing this morning, and then... She didn't see the boy until he was already on her bonnet, his face distorted first by shock and then the impact with her windscreen. And then he was gone, rolling away from her and out of sight. Where was he? She was going to run over him as well as knocking him down. Her instincts took over, and she slammed on the brakes, the car shuddering to a stop. The driver behind was surely going to smash into her now. She braced herself for the impact, but it didn't come, the car managing to brake in time. She could see the driver, a woman with silver hair, in her rearview mirror. Her eyes were wide, her mouth open in horror. But where was the boy? She should get out and see if he was all right, but she couldn't make her legs move. All communications between her brain and her muscles seemed to have been cut. Her breath was coming in short snatches, as if something had sucked all the oxygen out of the car and she couldn't get enough to fill her lungs. Her heart was banging so hard in her chest that she could barely hear anything else. But there was something, a little sound in the distance that she couldn't quite focus on. It was a voice, she worked out. Someone was shouting at her. She tried to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?